Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to a brand new episode of the RSL Show. This is Andy Munoz. I'm joined today with Alex Napolis and Joshua Clark. How are you guys?
Yo, good. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Alex, how you doing?
I want to hear Josh's experience up in Vancouver.
Well, can we say what's up first?
That's how you're doing? How's Josh's trip, huh?
that's what I want to know.
All right. Well, then we don't care about what Alex has been up to. Josh, yeah, tell us a little bit about your trip. How was that?
I loved / hated it. And it's a weird reason to hate it. It was one of the most polite places I've ever been, which gets annoying. You know what I mean? You can only hear sorry so many times where you're like, dude, just tell me to go kick rocks. And, you know, their stadium's pretty cool, but man, it's quiet, dude. It is so quiet. It's so weird. And when you start making noise, everyone just like stares at you like you're sick. They do like weird mid-game announcements like you're at a hockey game or like a basketball game. It's very strange, but it was a good time. I had great seats, good company. It was a good time. I actually really enjoyed it. I'd go back. You know, we got the 3 points. I got to be annoying. Got to be an annoying American. It was a good time.
So a culture shock, basically, because I've never been to Canada.
Yeah, like, you know, you're basically you feel like you're in America other than the metric system and the amount of apologies and thank yous you hear. But yeah, it was very cool. It was very nice. The stadium was nice. Concessions were nice. Everything was nice about it. But I'm so used to, you know, people throwing stuff at me and calling me vile things. And
like, you'd be more comfortable at like AT&T Stadium with Mexico versus USA fans.
Yeah, dude, I want someone swinging on me. That's when I feel comfortable.
Yeah, you know? I feel like you would be like, your head is prime for a battery to like just rip you open.
Yeah.
Their real sport is hockey, obviously. And then, you know, they go and kind of watch soccer because they maybe got free tickets.
Yeah, maybe. And, you know, for how big that stadium is, like, it felt pretty empty. It was pretty full, right? They tarp off the upper deck, but it still felt pretty empty, even though it was, I'd probably say 90% full. And then we got to see Demir, talk to him for probably 10 minutes. Such a good guy, man. I miss him in Salt Lake. Of course, he gets the goal against us, but I had to stand up and clap for that one. I wasn't mad about it. And then Chang came over, gave Bean's kid his jersey, which was pretty cool. He didn't need to do that. But the weirdest thing to me was there were no Vancouver players out, right? Demir came over and said, what's up? Did a couple pictures with some people around us. Chicho had to do almost a full lap taking pictures with kids that were there to see Chicho and like excited to see Chicho. He was just, people were lined up. Chicho, take a picture. It was crazy. No Vancouver players, but they're all about Chicho.
Chicho going international.
That's right.
What's the best food you had out there?
Oh, man, I tried poutine. Bomb. It's like French fries and cheese curds and gravy and like some meat if you want. So good. But we went to this restaurant. I can't even remember what the restaurant was after the game. And I got this weird meatball mac and cheese thing. Oof, one of the best meals I've had in my whole life.
Yeah, I'm glad you had a good time up in Vancouver, man. We were watching from home. And, oh, we got to see you. There were photos tweeted of you. So you got to your 10 seconds of fame with the Real Salt Lake account. Which, by the way, again, the social media has just been so phenomenal.
Much better. So much better. Good. And we did get 6 seats. I got seats right behind the away bench. Mm. So I was probably shouting at Pablo a little bit. I don't know if he heard me, but.
Did you get signed anything from Demir or?
No.
I think you gave him a little gift, right? Talk about the little gift you gave him.
Yeah. We just gave him a little, thank you present. It was nothing crazy, but printed out a picture of Demir and then kind of superimposed all the different shirt designs we did for him over the years. And then had the RSL show and then some staff and some other fans sign it as kind of a thank you card. He seemed really appreciative. I hope he likes it, but if he throws it away, it's whatever. But it was a thought that counts.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Alex, you have any questions for Josh's trip?
No, that was fantastic.
All right. He just wants to hear about it. He wants the deets and then he bounces.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool, man. Well, hey, we got plenty to talk about in this one. A really, really fun match to watch. There was some young talent, some debuts actually, that went very, very well in favor of Real Salt Lake. And, I think we should just talk about this first. And we'll cover the Demir goal because we kind of, you know, we alluded to that already. But we'll go back and touch on that. Let's talk about Fidel Barajas. And, man, what a promise that kid is showing. Registered 2 assists, had 2 screamers of shots that had every opportunity to go in, hitting the goalpost. Man, I'm seeing a lot of promise. Let's go around the room real quick. Alex, what are you most excited about with Fidel? And give us your assessment of his debut.
His debut, of course, was fantastic. Easily a man of the match performance from Barajas coming in and kind of stepping into the role of Crooks and Luna without having them on the pitch. He was creating. He was controlling and advancing the ball very well, and for him to just come in on his first start and get the 2 assists, set up the 2 goals to lead the comeback for us, like, it's amazing. Couldn't have written it better. Super happy for Barajas.
Yeah, he almost pulled the soccer double-double. It would have been so sick.
Yep.
Yeah, Josh, what was that like, man, watching from the crowd? I mean, you've got a whole different perspective. Were you nervous to see Fidel on there, or did you feel like it was a was it a pretty good mesh with what you had seen?
He didn't look like he was out of place, right? He didn't look uncomfortable. He didn't look like it was his first start. He looked very, very good. I would honestly say that had that not been on turf and our guys could have better footing, Fidel probably does even more, right? And we probably beat him by even more. I think footing was a big problem for all the guys. But yeah, he very promising. I'm really excited to see like him and Luna get more time together along with Crooks. With Barajas' performance, man, Gomez got to be looking over his shoulder.
So what are your thoughts on him being born in 2006 and being 17?
That's weird.
But yeah, you're right, man. He looked phenomenal out there. I tweeted that he's going to be a problem for opponents. He looked comfortable on the ball, and he looked even more comfortable striking and taking those chances. To me, he looked like, I don't want to say the word veteran, but he looked like he had maybe like 10 games under him, like just comfortable, super comfortable.
Yep, I'd agree. The other thing I really liked about him is the fact that he wasn't afraid to go one-on-one with a defender. He was trying some stuff. And again, if the footing was better, there was some opportunity there for him to really make some magic, more magic than he made.
And we saw a little bit of that potential in like the limited time and the limited minutes he had earlier in the season. But now he gets that first start. He goes almost a full 90 and he took that opportunity and ran with it there. He, like Josh said, he's made a really good case for himself of getting more minutes and being on the pitch more with our other guys.
Yeah. And for me, like showing well in sub minutes is completely different than showing well in starter minutes. So yeah, that's a great sign for us. If he can, you know, go under the bright lights first start and do that in a quote unquote hostile environment, which it wasn't, but you know, you're away, you're in a different country, you're playing against, you know, you don't know him, but you're playing against your old captain. Like, you know, it's a big stage.
He has a lot to do with the assist leading up to the Julio goal. And Alex, if you're prepared, man, do you want to break that down for us, that lead up?
I think first of all, it starts with a good win back from Chicharango in the middle of the park. Chicho is able to push the ball up to Barajas. Barajas just slips it through in behind, not one, not two, but 3 defenders to Julio running off the shoulder of the defenders. And it's a fantastic, beautifully placed pass. And then Julio just has to do the easy thing. Well, kind of easy thing of just tucking it into the bottom corner. Fantastic way to equalize a game, especially when RSL was kind of on the front foot attacking through that second half.
Yeah, and honestly, Julio needed that because he had missed some pretty easy chances leading up to that. So happy he finally, you know, broke through there.
So before we talk about Katranas, because that's who we're going to cover next, and we'll cover that goal in depth, let's go back to the moment where Demir is basically 1v1 from a really good through ball. 1v1 with Zach McMath, obviously tucks it away. We don't really have to assess the goal unless you guys really want to, but let's talk about the lack of celebration and the respect for you guys, because that's, I'll tell you my thoughts on it. Josh, let's hear from you, man, because you were there. The no celebration, the hands up in the air. What does that mean to you as a Real Salt Lake fan?
Oh, man, it's very important for me. If he would have celebrated, it would have been crushing, right? It just would have been crushing, so... You know, all respect to Demir, great goal, but I highly appreciate him not celebrating. It's very reminiscent. I don't know if Alex even remembers this because it was a long time ago, but when Nat Borchers scored against us for Portland, he damn near cried. Like, you know, it was upsetting. So you want to see that out of, you know, one of your favorite players, is that he still respects and loves the team that he played for.
So I was at training earlier in the week, and I got to talk to a lot of the players about Demir. I got to listen to just some of the talk about Demir, and a vast majority of the guys threw the word legend out there to describe Demir. He is a Real Salt Lake legend. And as unfortunate as it is that he went to Vancouver, super happy for him to get the goal, and love that he still had the respect. I still have the respect, and he still has the mutual respect there to just put his hands up and not decide to celebrate that goal, which is important for him because it's his first goal in the regular season for Vancouver.
For sure. But you know what really bothered me about Vancouver as well? They have no idea the player they have in Demir. They're clueless about him. Absolutely clueless. People around me were like, who's that? Who's that? Oh my Lord, dude, I about lost my mind. But Demir being someone that's so important to us, to hear people just like, who's that? Why is this important? You know, it was just like infuriating for me personally.
Just an absolute legend. What he did here for the club, for the time that he was here, the impact. Krylock's corner, man. Like, that's there's no possible way you could ever hate on something like that. He wanted underprivileged families, kids to come and enjoy, and he would spot the cost of the tickets or whatever the portion was. I don't remember the exact details, but massive. He really cares about the community, and he came here and just integrated so well with the team and took leadership over right from the get-go. And there was no question who was going to captain the team or who was going to be the prime example, the role model, the person that people look up to, not only on the team, but, you know, kids in the stands. So, yeah, man, listen, I'm glad that we got the result, but I'm also very happy that Demir bagged a goal and he's on his way to basically prove himself as the striker that he is, the forward that he is, because I don't think he was pushed out of Real Salt Lake for not being a good player. Obviously, there were injuries and probably the money that we were allocating. But I'm glad to see that he's basically in good form. Bagging a goal at home, first match, that's for me good form.
Yeah, I hope he just has a great year, honestly.
We love you, Demir, is what we're trying to say, bro. We love you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We love you, bro. All right. So let's jump over to the other player that we want to cover, which is Mr. Katranis. Alex, you've had a lot to say about Katranis leading up to this goal, this first start. You're a fan of his. So tell us your initial thoughts and impressions of seeing him contribute in the way that he did and basically getting the 3 points on the road for us.
You know, I think in that first half, I think he struggled a bit. I think he struggled a bit with the moment and really building, like getting himself into the game. There was moments where he would push up so high up the pitch, we'd lose the ball and he just would not drop. He would stay back and then Barajas or whoever had to come over and cover and he wouldn't drop. And so I thought in the first half, he kind of struggled really building himself into the match. But then in the second half, I think not only him, but obviously the whole team did a lot better. And then I'm disappointed that nobody asked him if that was meant to be a shot or a cross, because I still don't know. But either way, it's such a nice goal to just lob it over Takaoka, who was off his line, curl it into that back post, and obviously get RSL the 3 points.
And not only did he score a beautiful goal, he's vicious in the back, man.
Yeah.
He's not afraid of a hard tackle. He is all over defenders. I am a very big fan of Katranis.
What I'm liking about this roster change, because, you know, we had to, is it's just kind of showing the depth and that we can rely on these guys on the road to go out and be a threat and collect 3 points. I know you previewed this with someone who does follow RSL. If you want to mention his name and the outlet that he was with, who did you do that episode with?
That episode was with Carson Lance of Area Sports Network.
Cool, man. So what was your guys' assessment going into this one? Were you guys nervous about RSL showing up? Did you guys feel a draw was coming, a loss? What were the vibes like going into that?
No, we were nervous. We were nervous. And I think, you know, Josh has mentioned it a couple times in previous episodes where depth would be tested. And this was one of those moments, right? No Gomez, no Crooks potentially, no Luna heading into this one. There was a lot of going to be a lot of questions in the attack. He thought we were going to draw, but I felt, I don't know, something about this game. I was like, you know what? Arsenal's going to go in there. They're going to get a win. And I said, somehow, some way, they're going to walk into Vancouver, walk out with 3 points. And they did. And I think a lot of that has to do with just not even just the way that Fidel played, but the way that Chicho played in this new role that they kind of had him playing, which I think really worked out for Chicho, being able to create in the attack as well with Barajas.
Yeah, I think really Chicho in the second half kind of took the game over himself in a lot of ways. Like, a lot of credit can go to Chicho for that second half. But I'd agree, I was also nervous for this one, mostly because Vancouver is a hard place to play. You're on turf. We don't generally get results up there. So I wasn't super optimistic, but, you know, that's me. I'm salty. But yeah, very happy with the result. Very happy with Chicho's play. I am still concerned about the depth behind Chicho/Julio, but we'll worry about that when we need to worry about that.
You know, one thing that I had seen online was people kind of paying their dues, or at least paying the respect to Kurt Schmidt and a lot of the new additions and the changes. I know it's a little bit early. Do you guys want to jump on that little bandwagon right now and sing his praise, or do we need to see a little bit more out of Real Salt Lake?
I think we've praised him plenty up to now. Again, I think we're all worried about depth in certain areas, but he has the summer window to sort that out. So yeah, as of now, the moves he's made, looking good. Looking good.
Yeah, I'm right there. I'm right there with Josh. The moves he made this offseason are already impacting with Fidel and Contreras. I would like to see a little bit more added in the attack, whether, you know, that's a winger, whether that can potentially be a DP. I feel like there's still one maybe a little bit thing missing in the attack. But other than that, like what Kurt Schmidt has done to build this team, we got to give him praise.
You really think we need another winger?
Something in the attack is missing. Every time I've watched a game this season, I feel like there's something missing in the attack. And I don't know if
finishing
that too. And I don't know if it's going to improve once Crooks has really cemented himself in with this team. I don't know if that's changes once Gomez or Luna really gets going, but something in the final third feels off at times.
Yeah, I just think it's gelling with new players. I think once they all really find their footing, we're going to be a force until Crooks or Chicho get hurt. That's when we're going to be in trouble. Mark my words.
Well, Crooks was hurt heading into this one.
He still played.
Played a little bit.
Right, but I'm saying like hurt.
Out,
hurt.
Out.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
So coming into the weekend, we have another slot to prove that RSL is a pretty good dynamic team, but we have yet to really kind of solidify that at home. And right now, I know it's obviously way too early to look at standings, but we're coming off a 2-2-1 record so far, and then St. Louis has got one win and four draws. Do you guys feel like we got a pretty good shot going into Saturday?
I think we have a good shot, but I've yet to see RSL show that they're going to really improve their home form, right? LAFC was a snowy game. We got the win. We had that to our advantage. Colorado's second half was ugly, right? So that's worrying. So we'll see. I think St. Louis isn't nearly as scary, I guess, as they were last year. I think a lot of people have figured them out, but they're still dangerous. So it's a good test for us at home. And I think it's a great time to really start getting that fortress mantra back on track.
I think once people figured out St. Louis, as Josh said, they kind of fell off a little bit. They're definitely not the team that they were to start last season that they are now. They're kind of injury ridden heading into this one. But this game kind of screams Colorado to me in the sense that it's a team that Real Salt Lake theoretically at home should beat. This is a game that theoretically at home RSL should win, but it's screaming Colorado at me, in which RSL just kind of, you know, doesn't show up in that second half.
What do you think attributes to that? What is it? Is that a Is it like a mental? Is it the talent on the field? Are we still trying to find our feet? Is it a Pablo thing? What are some things that you could maybe identify or maybe try to pinpoint as to why this is happening at home? Are we just going too lax into these games?
It feels like we're trying, not trying, but we're playing to the level of our opponents, which we've done forever. However, we used to always do that, you know, away from home, not so much at home. I honestly don't know what it is because we've looked good at home. We just, for some reason, yeah, it's got to be mental. There's no other way to explain it for me.
And I'm going to go back to a little bit of what some of the guys said at the exit interviews at the end of last year when asked about the home record or their home record, is that there is pressure to win at home. There is pressure to kind of get out of that funk and get back to winning ways at home and being that dominant team here at America First. There is that pressure, and I think until Real Salt Lake begins to consistently start dominating at home again as they have in the past, there will continue to be that mental break, that mental pressure to get the results at home. And until they can break out of that funk, I think we're just going to see – I think we can continue to see games like last season and games like Colorado where they fall short at home.
Right, and you know, especially after beating LAFC, you would think that that would really get their competitive juices flowing at home. But again, we saw really good soccer against Colorado.
Yeah,
horrid finishing, and then mental lapses that just cost us the game. So, yeah, I obviously as fans, we're not going to lay off on the pressure because if we're going to a game, we want to see a win, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's on their shoulders to ease the pressure on themselves, really.
Sometimes the pressure just gets to you. And if you feel like there's an expectation that needs to be met and it's not, then it could kind of just haunt you for a little bit. And I think that's what we're seeing with Real Salt Lake. You would think that with LAFC, just getting it out of the way was probably what we needed, but it sounds like we got to find a little bit more.
Well, let's also not forget against Colorado. Like, this wasn't the entire reason, but the officiating did us no favors. No excuses, but we have the MLS refs back. Maybe that helps us a little bit. I don't know.
I don't think that, you know, anybody should discredit that 3-0 win against LAFC because it's a big win no matter what. It's LAFC. But it's a form of consistency. Those wins need to come consistently at home before that pressure really goes away. And I think that loss to Colorado just kind of hurts that confidence and that consistency.
Do we need to just start treating them like they're an away game? You know, start booing them, heckling them, and they'll feel more comfortable like they're playing away because they're obviously better away from home.
Listen, conditions are, you know, I wouldn't say they're going to be favorable, but it's stuff that we're used to playing in this time of season. So Saturday the 30th, this is my attempt at being a weatherman. We're going to see highs of 52 and lows of 42 with a little bit of precipitation, a 70% chance with winds of 11 miles per hour. No, okay. I'm not kidding, but that's actually what it's going to look like. So this is a 7:30 kickoff. Within 20 minutes, we'll see a beautiful Salt Lake City sunset and humidities, whatever. I'm not going to talk about humidity, but there is a 70% chance of rain that night, and it's going to be around 42 degrees. So, you know, stuff that we're used to playing in, stuff that shouldn't be too much of a challenge. I mean, you look at the snow games, so much fun. We were joking. We wish that every game could be a snow game because those are so fun. And, you know, the other episode, I couldn't remember who the player was that threw the snowball, but it was Luis Silva. And, yeah, he had made a post about it. Fun stuff. I can't wrap my head around that being it, like it being that long ago since that snowball was thrown.
It's been a while.
yeah, but it feels fresh in the mind because we don't always play in snow. Yeah, there's a lot of bright spots in this last match. We're at home. We're going to be facing an opponent that's not too much of a threat. So I do feel good about this one. Do we want to lay down predictions or how are we feeling about saying any scores at all? I'd like to even kind of get into, you know, where do we think some goals would come from?
I'll tell you Crux and Chicho were going to score, but I'm not going to tell you what I think the score is going to be. How about that?
I do feel, again, like this is a game where Rouse Lake should walk out with 3 points. I think Chicho has a little bit of a bounce back, gets on the score sheet, and I would love to see a first goal from Barajas.
Yeah, ooh. Against Berkey. Yeah. That'd be a great first goal, wouldn't it?
That would. That absolutely would.
Be amazing. What about score, Alex?
I'm not doing it.
All right, Josh, you're done. You're excused from this little sequence. But Alex, what do you think, man? Score?
You know what? We're going to go 2-1. Back-to-back 2-1s for RSL.
Back to the. All right. So you want to be sweating in the press box is what you're saying.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
All right. I'd like to see something a little bit more commanding, man. Like I said, we've got depth. We've got talent. This is the first time that I've seen a Real Salt Lake be this scary, just with people who know what they're doing in their position, creating chances. Like Fidel did again. I feel like there would be a goal for him coming up in this next match. And I'd like to see something in the neighborhood of like a 4-0. I'd like to just nail it down and just say, hey, this is our house. You're not a threat. 4-0, we got the talent. And I'd like to see something like that from RSL.
So basically what you're saying is they 4-0'd us last year at home. So now you just want us to return the favor.
I'd love to.
Of what they did to us last season.
Yeah, man. We got to get like a commanding win like that. Just to kind of, you know, head into a lovely spring.
A statement win would be nice.
Before we wrap up, we would encourage you guys to tweet at us your score predictions. We'd like to know how you guys are feeling going into this one. And we just want to do some honorable mentions real quick. So Fidel Barajas getting on Team of the Week. Do we feel like that's justified, guys?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And then we got another mention, Katranis in the nomination for Major League Soccer Goal of the Week, but not winning.
I think it's a fair enough goal to be nominated. Of all the goals that were on there, I don't know if Katranis is the best one. So then maybe it's justified, but super awesome to have him nominated regardless.
All right, guys, we'll see you all at the Real Salt Lake match. Be there early. Be there to celebrate and hang out with a team that just won on the road. And hopefully we can duplicate that again. We'll see you on the next episode of the RSL Show on KSL Sports.